Festivals and concerts streamed live to your living room. The new reality for music lovers amid the coronavirus outbreak. But what may seem to be a last resort for both listeners and performers is proving to be a huge hit right across the world. Tóner Quinn is the editor of the Journal of Music and joins us now on the line. This has all happened at speed. What have musicians and singers around the world, and indeed in this country as well, what have they been doing?
Well, the speed at which musicians have adapted to the new situation has been pretty remarkable. I mean, it's only just over a couple of weeks since Leo Varadkar announced the cancellation of public events. But what is interesting, I mean, the technology has always been there for musicians to perform online. But what's interesting is this intense wave of creativity where they're trying out lots of different formats, structures, different approaches. And it means that the digital concert, whereas once we thought, well, there's no substitute for live music, the point is that digital concerts are different. They've got their own interaction with the audience, so it's a completely different experience. And what would be interesting is how it develops. And once the pandemic is over, digital concerts may then be an even stronger part of our musical culture. That's what's going to be interesting.
Can you give us an idea of the sort of things that people in this country have been doing?
Well, there's been lots of digital concerts. Jerry Farrell had a very successful digital concert. He's having one weekly. The folk singer Kathy Jordan is doing daily sing-alongs. And it's interesting because, of course, it's on the screen, but people are singing along with her and then recording themselves and then posting their performances singing with her. There's also online choirs. There's sort of 24-hour songwriting competitions. But the digital concerts has been the most important part of it. But some of them are an hour long. Some of them are a couple of songs. Musicians are trying so many different ways of doing it, and they've really embraced it. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
We're going to pick up on one of the names you mentioned there, the Dublin traditional singer and bouzouki player Jerry Farrell. He started streaming live concerts from his home, and every Sunday now you can tune in for free on Instagram, Facebook and YouTube. And last Sunday, nearly 30,000 people tuned in on Facebook alone. Let's take a listen.
Well, I'm starting off with a song for Brendan Farrell because he asked me to sing it last week and I forgot. Windmills, Brendan, here you go. How's it going? In days gone by when the world was much younger, oh, we harnessed the wind to work for mankind. Seamen built tall ships that sailed upon the ocean, while landsmen built mills of corn for to grind.
Jerry Farrell, good morning to you. You join us now on the line, I gather, and we can still hear you singing in the background as well. Has this all taken off in a way that you hadn't anticipated?
Good morning, by the way, everybody.
Good morning.
It's mad to be listening to myself at this hour of the morning. But it did. It really took off. Crazy. I mean, I started doing it on St. Patrick's Day, actually. I was meant to be very, very busy that day. And I was sitting here, and my partner said to me, you know, she says, it looks like you're raring to go. I had all the bouzoukis ready in the corner to go and do the gig. I was meant to be doing a gig that day with Kevin McConnell on the Sunday. And on Paddy's Day then, she said, look, sure, take the instrument out and have a play. She says, and I'll video you on Facebook. And I instantly had like 300 or 400 people tuned in, you know, because of the Facebook page and the fan page. And so then I decided to do it across the whole three kind of social media platforms, I suppose, mm-hmm. YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And it just took off. And then I decided that I'm probably going to have to do it every Sunday because it was just inundated with emails and text messages and lovely comments from people, you know.
Yeah, is this something that you reckon you'll continue when all of this is over?
Yeah, somebody was asking me that, and I think it could be the start of something brand new because of this pandemic. Like, I really think that it could be a thing that could be kept up, like, because I get a great bit of enjoyment out of it. That's the way I done it in the first place, you know.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot of interaction. People can request songs, or they can tell you what they're enjoying or whatever.
Yeah, and the thing about it is if you miss it the first week, you can get it, you can catch up on it next week, and you know, people can kind of text and email you during the week, and it's not like somebody actually asking you to your face, like, you don't have to even answer them straight away. You can leave,
you can ignore them if you want to.
Yeah, you can kind of drink the rest of your cup of tea. I wouldn't ignore anybody now, you know what I mean, now, in fairness. But like, yeah, you kind of can, you know, it's not really in your face. But there's a buzz, and you'll find out this off musicians, there's a massive buzz to be had from an actual gig in front of actual people, live. It's amazing. But there's a different buzz off this, and I can't put my finger on it yet. I might be able to tell you next week, but it's fantastic. Like, I mean, I done an hour the first week, and then this week, I didn't even realise I'd done 2 hours, you know, online, which is kind of like a full gig, really, you know.
Yeah, so, well, listen, thanks a million for joining us this morning, and the very, very best of luck to it. And our thanks also to Tóner Quinn. It's a minute now. To 9 o'clock.